Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
That's just a suggestion. We're not telling you what to do. But it is time to get up. It's 5:34 already. Come on. You know what I mean? This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. We have a birthday call later on this morning. We have, we're going to relive the precious moment with Siri this half hour from yesterday. We'll have a new one later on, too. And we'll continue with the super high-low jackpot. So we'll do all right today. Weather-wise, what does Carrie say? Carrie says a cloudy morning, but then mostly sunny. Now that is
nice. That would be nice, because it never really cleared up yesterday.
Yeah, you're right. And it was
kind of got worse as the day went on, right?
Yeah, but today, sunshine and the high 53. So that's good.
We have a girls on the run practice today. It's always just feels better and seems to just be a lot more fun because we're outside, obviously.
So you have
practicing for a 5K.
Oh, nice.
And when the weather's nice, it's just, you know, just different for your outlook.
Girls on the
run. I think you can run.
I don't think they sound like that when they're running.
They don't? Some might. You never know. Right now it is 47 degrees, and this is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 13 past 6. Here's Tracy.
Well, border collies in these special backpacks are restoring forests that were devastated by fire. This is so cool. Mm-hmm. A group of border collies are just, they're having the time of their lives, and they don't even realize how much they're helping the planet. They're actually wearing these special backpacks. They've been trained to run through damaged forests with special backpacks that release plant seeds.
Oh.
So, you know, and they're part of a unique team that is brought in to help restore the damaged ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just the perfect breed for this type of job. They're running through miles of forest terrain, and, you know, it really requires speed, intelligence, endurance. But apparently this breed just really stays focused, too, and they don't get distracted by wildlife. And so that's why they're using them. And, you know, it's obviously it's a serious task.
I need to get one of those to fertilize my yard.
There you go.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
What a good idea. Yeah. But it's such an excuse for the dogs to have fun. Their owner, you know, one of the owners talked to the media and said they really love it. They can run as fast as they can. They have a great time. And depending on the terrain, they can cover as much as 18 miles in a day and distribute more than 20 pounds of seeds. And they're seeing the hard work already beginning to pay off in Chile. They're seeing lots of results and, you know, forests coming back.
It's good.
Isn't that cool?
That is good.
And
good
what an doggy. Interesting idea,
good
too.
Good doggy. That's such a good doggy. Why do you talk like that to your dogs?
You know,
because we love our dogs.
Jack comes over and talks to my dogs like that, and that's just weird.
No, I used to say, get off of me.
And then babies. Watching Jack talk to that and then have like a baby come in here, he'll go, hi, Steve. Hi. Oh, hello, Ellie. Yeah,
little baby.
Okay. Well, I don't want to, and I'm not going to. I mean, I'm not going to outdo your tell me something good. I want to do something good, though. I want to give away 4-pack of tickets to the RV Hall of Fame show, which is returns to the RV capital of the world, and the RV Hall of Fame show is going on starting tomorrow, where there's going to be hundreds of new RVs on display. And if you'd like to score a 4-pack of tickets, then just call 236-1015.
Tell me something good.
Deals and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
7:53. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Kourtney Kardashian appeared in front of Congress on Tuesday. You don't hear that every day, do you?
No.
To speak about cosmetics reform. It was a briefing with the Environmental Working Group President Ken Cook. There's an effort to reform the laws that regulate ingredients in cosmetics and personal care products in the U.S. And she told the committee when she had her first baby, she started learning about what was in the foods and baby products, assuming they were safe, and learned otherwise in some cases. And she told them everybody should have the right to healthy products. I do feel like it's time for Congress to do its job, she says. Well, Selena Gomez shocked fans on Monday by debuting a buzzed undercut on Instagram. Her stylist, who gave her this bold look, says it was her idea entirely. And he asked her, well, how long have you been debating this? And she said, since last night. She said, when I want to go for something, I just do it.
I don't waste any time.
Exactly. She said her new look takes about 10 minutes max. And, wow, hopefully she likes it because the grow-out period for that is about a year, depending on how fast it grows. I mean, that's a big commitment, right?
It is.
Well, Tanya Harding is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. The former Olympic skater was banned, of course, by the U.S. Figure Skating Association for life back in 1994. But she's hoping to redeem herself with the show. She told Entertainment Tonight, nobody got to see anything after that, you know, after the whole fiasco. She said, the only thing they've ever seen is me in an interview, and it's so black and white, and there's more to me than that. She says she wants to show that she's a human being. So
I wouldn't want to be one
her
of the
partner.
The other dancers. I'd be
Look
afraid
out.
To go out on the stage.
Exactly. You make a valid point.
Go ahead and dance. Is that Tanya Harding? Yeah. Go out there and dance. No, I just watch here.
Oh my gosh. Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry. Well, some say she arguably made the worst career decision of her life when she decided to star in Catwoman. See, I don't remember it that way. Was it that bad of a movie?
Nothing holds up to the superhero movies of today. Was it good? I don't think it was
great. She says that everyone, she spoke at a luncheon recently, an award ceremony, and she said everybody around her said, girl, don't do it. It's going to be the death of you. It's going to end your career.
Wow.
And she said, you know what? Guess what I did? I followed my intuition. I did the movie, and it bombed miserably. But it wasn't a failure for me. She said, I got a lot of money that changed my life.
Well.
So true, right? We can only hope to bomb that miserably. She went on to say that following your intuition doesn't guarantee success, but it teaches you the exact lesson you need. Words of wisdom from Halle Berry.
We are so in zone.
You were playing the Tell Me Something Good music, I didn't want to call you out on it. I could tell, but I was like, well, it's okay.
You just zoned in on what you're doing. That's good.
But anyway, yeah, she says, you know, following your intuition doesn't mean you're going to be successful, but it'll teach you the exact lesson you need. And in her case, well, give you a lot of money.
I was going to say that, you know, I wish I'd made mistakes where I end up with a bank full of money.
No doubt.
Doggone, why did I do that?
Oh, well. Well, this is the next big trend. And I, Steve Buddha, you went to the dentist yesterday, right?
I did.
I don't think you asked him for this. But tooth jewelry is the next big trend.
Tooth jewelry.
So in the past, it was big for rappers to have grills, you know, embedded with expensive jewels. But then this trend kind of migrated to pop stars and male and female alike because it's just a lot of fun. So a celebrity dentist says, this was a big fashion statement in Europe in the 90s. Grills can be difficult, though, because you have to take them out. They're hard to speak and eat with. So what she is doing now, and you can see it, Katy Perry recently, is she's adhering diamonds to the teeth, and they actually stay there all the time. And
putting diamonds in your teeth.
On the teeth. I see one on her little, on a side tooth with Katy Perry, and you can see it when she smiles. It's very tasteful, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tried.
I wonder how expensive that is.
Dr. Jamie tried to do that with me yesterday. I told her, I'm just not feeling it. And it was all the way in the back, so no one's going to see it.
Right.
Oh, or at least we hope.
Yeah.
All righty.
I hope.
Are you guys ready for the birthday game? Right. It's not too bad, actually, now that I've looked at it a little more. Renee Zellweger. You know her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. 50?
That's a good 48.
49.
Come on.
It's hilarious. They always do that.
As soon as I said 48, I go, watch, it's going to be 49. Oh, it is.
Hank Azaria.
We just, you know who that is.
He's looking blank.
You have to know who that is.
Why?
Why? He's on one of your favorite shows. That's not The Walking Dead.
Well, I only have one, so.
No, baloney. What else do you like?
The Office.
Yeah, he's not on the, actually, no, I don't think he was ever on The Office. He does a voice on.
Good job, Steve.
Family Guy?
No.
Simpsons?
Yes. Yeah. What's your favorite shows? Walking Dead? He literally rambled off shows that I didn't know that were his favorite shows.
48.
He is 54.
54? Yeah. Ooh.
Hank Azaria. He says Moe.
Oh, yeah.
Chief Wiggum?
Yeah.
He's that guy. Remember, we saw that he's Brockmere, where he's the sports announcer.
Oh, that's right.
We just saw that. I said, this show everyone's telling me I need to watch.
Yeah.
And Sarah Paxton.
I know the name.
40.
If she's 41, I'm going home.
She's 30.
Oh man. What is she in?
She's in Cheap Thrills, The Last House on the Left, Aquamarine, and Sydney White.
Okay.
There you go.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
That's what I always listen to. 101.5.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri. On Sunny 101.5.
Okay. This is a good one. A lot of people use this little device. Siri, what do you think of the snooze alarm?
The snooze button is a trick. Stop falling for it by relentlessly pounding on it in the morning and just get out of bed. I know it seems like you are getting some extra sleep in the situation, but that is just a total scam. You are getting no extra sleep. In fact, if anything, you are just torturing your brain into thinking that somehow it is getting to sleep in, when in fact it isn't. Also, the snooze time is never long enough to actually let you sleep. It is just long enough to let you fall asleep, then it will wake you up.
So there you are.
You know, it's true. I did read somewhere that you will feel so much better if you just get up. Like, it's hard to just get. And I do notice that. If I hit the snooze, I just don't have the best morning. I feel groggy.
10 minutes.
But if I just get up, it's like you feel better. So that's just my public service announcement for the morning.
Well, that's good.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
This is Sunny 101.5, 7:40.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
It continues.
It continues.
This one's actually a decent one.
Yeah.
Let me open it up. And I don't know if it's true or not, but Jack, I'm sure your grandkids will love this one.
What?
They ever come over and they, you know, Meg does not use cough drops. I do. Like, if I have a sore throat and I got to go to work, the first thing I do is run to 7-Eleven or gas station and say, where are your cough drops? And buy one of every flavor and I'll have it on my desk forever.
Okay.
But the next time you have
you know what? Now that you mentioned that, I have noticed that on your desk. Yes. Yeah,
there's that. There's some ghost pepper chips.
Yeah.
Twizzlers that Jack eats.
You had a lot of Twizzlers.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like the bulk amount of Twizzlers.
Yeah, that's for us to enjoy. But next time you have a bad sore throat, try eating marshmallows.
Really?
No kidding. That's what it says. So I am curious. I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure your grandkids will go, I have a sore throat, Papa. Mm-hmm. Well, you know where the marshmallows are. But it doesn't sound like you have a sore throat. No, it is.
We didn't say s'mores. We said a marshmallow.
S'more throat. Yeah. I have a s'more throat. No, it's actually a bad sore throat. I don't know. Maybe it coats it or.
Got me.
I don't know.
There you go.
Never would have picked that one. Okay.
Well, my life hack is actually courtesy of listener Rhonda, who called, and I think this is a great idea, too, that I will use. You know, with two golden retrievers.
Especially with dogs,
You get a lot of hair.
A lot of hair,
a lot of shedding.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes the sweeper gets clogged up. Obviously, all that hair gets stuck on the roller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she mentioned, and usually, you know, I'm sitting there with scissors or whatever, but to use a seam ripper to pull that hair out of the sweeper roll.
Or envelope opener.
Yeah, that's right.
An envelope ripper. Yeah.
So, yeah, great way to pick that out of there and get back to sweeping mounds and mounds of dog hair very quickly.
Thank you, Rhonda, for that
life
hack.
Thank you, Rhonda.
I've done this. In my time, I have put together a ton of build-it-yourself furniture.
Yeah, he's always at that Home Depot for the kids where they make the little birdhouses. There's Jack.
Yeah, I have built in my time plenty.
And some is easier than others.
And overall, the instructions are pretty helpful. Well, they're real helpful, actually.
If they include them.
But to help in the overall, if you want to, don't spend hours, it has to do with all the screws and nails and the fasteners. Get yourself an ice cube tray or a muffin tin and separate all the screws, nails, and fasteners and put them in there, each little container. That way you won't get, you know, you won't have stuff all over the floor trying to figure out, does this screw go in here? Where's A at? Where's B? Mm-hmm. You do it that, and this will make the job a lot easier.
Awesome.
Yeah. How about that? Well, I haven't made one in a while, and I wish I would have discovered that like 10 years ago.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier.
All right, Sunny 101.5 here at 7:54. Time for Go Figure. This one.
I love this story, Tracy. Thank you. I'm giving you the props. I'm a former smoker. Jack?
Yeah, I used to use.
There's no way Tracy did. Look at that skin. There's
no.
No, no smoking.
And good for you.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah.
Now, it took years for me to finally go. Like, you try, and then you kind of rebound, and you try again, you rebound. And that's no, I mean,
but
it's
how long
really
has
the
it been
hardest
this time?
Thing. Oh, years. Since Ellie was born. So, 2.5.
Oh, good.
I can enjoy a cigar if I'm having
and now
a drink
you won't
with the
go
boys.
Back.
No.
Because,
no,
you know, little ones in the house.
Right. And I can have a cigar if I'm with friends or something like that, and I don't go, I need to go.
Right.
I need to go now. You know, some people are like that. So, I'm fortunate, but I had to literally cut it off at all ties. And oddly enough, we're going through the same thing in the Buddha household. We said bye-bye to Ellie's Binkies. We went to Build-A-Bear, put all of them in there, which she now hates the bear. Like, I tripped over it this morning. Mm-hmm. She was in bed with us because not only did we, you know, take away her lovable Binky, we took her crib away and put her in a big girl bed, which she wanted. So now every morning I wake up and I'm getting a massage on my back and it's her kicking me in her sleep.
Uh-huh.
So this morning I tripped over the bear. And I think she hates the bear because it has her binkies.
Yeah.
So I understand the extremities you have to go through sometimes. And this man and his family, this is hilarious, all right? And if this works, I think he's got something. He should go on Shark Tank. He's 42 years old, and he agreed to put his head inside of a cage, like a bird cage where it's really small, but you can see through it and he can breathe in an attempt to finally quit smoking. His wife is the only person with the key. All right. He said he's been smoking for 26 years.
And
he really wants to quit. It is so bizarre.
Isn't it? When you see
it almost looks like a contraption that you'd see in a Saw movie.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really weird.
Or if you're a video gamer, there's a game Bioshock and there's the Big Daddy, which is this big thing with like a fishbowl on its head, like an astronaut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like an upside down metal fishbowl and his head is in there and it's causing him not to smoke. His wife only lets him take him out of the cage to eat and things like that. And he's desperate, he said. His father passed away from cancer, and that didn't even stop him. So this is now what he's going. He's going to the extremities. He really wants to give it up. So I'm telling you, if
hats
this does
off
it,
to him. I but mean, now he's going to extremes, but I can understand it.
This is the quote, though. Finally, I thought I could stop smoking by making a cage like this. High five, man. I just hope I do not want to drink my cigarettes. That's what he said.
Wow.
So, but if it works, and here's the best part. These pictures, there's a family photo. He's
where
in the middle
sitting
with
there
the cage.
With this big round cage on top
and everyone
of his
else
head.
Is smiling. It's like
hilarious.
It's like a painting.
Remember the phase when dad wore a cage on his head?
Remember when dad used to smoke and we thought he was just a big bird?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, the parakeet's a nice touch. I like that.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Sunny 101.5 with a Jack, Steve, and Tracy prank birthday call. It's the one call you don't want on your birthday.
Well, this one's kind of bold. Joe wants to set up a birthday call for Emily. And, you know, just giving us her phone number right there. You know, that's being pretty bold right there. But all Steve's going to do is just pretend that he's answering a classified ad. He's just trying to...
I'm just trying to do my part to boost the local economy.
Exactly.
That's all I'm doing.
Yes, and it just happens to be her phone number.
Yeah.
So we'll do that here in a little bit. The most music for your birthday. Sunny 101.5. 20 minutes past 8. All right. Steve he's looking for an item.
Yeah.
He's got
I think
a phone
I found
number,
one.
And he's got a birthday. Emily, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Emily?
This is she. Who's this?
Hi, this is John Tissue. I understand you have a plunger for sale and an ad I saw in the South Bend Tribune.
What?
You got a plunger for sale. I'm kind of in a predicament. I can actually use it right now. I could send my son to pick it up.
I have a what for sale?
A plunger, you know, like...
Declog
a toilet?
Honey, I think you got the wrong number. That's not me. I've never placed an ad.
No,
so
I kind of need it now. Yeah, no, it's for a plunger. Can I get your address? Whatever you got, I'll take it. Just tell me how much.
Wow. No, I don't. I don't have a plunger for sale, and you have the wrong number. Bye. Hello?
Hi, Emily. John again. Listen, I really need that plunger, and I don't think I have the wrong number. We got
you
disconnected.
Have the wrong number,
no,
John.
You're crazy. Listen, I'm stuck.
No,
I'm going to send my son.
What number are you looking for, John?
Okay,
John, what number
here
are
it is.
John?
Ready?
Oh, this what is, number are you looking for?
Oh, easy. I'm going to stop. That's your number I got right here. It says you got a plunger. Is that your number?
That is my number, but I have no plunger for sale. Have you ever not heard of a plumbing store that you can go to?
No, I can't get up. I just you're down the street from me, I think, and I'm going to send my son. And
Are you stalking me? Who the hell are you? How do you know where I live?
No, John Tissue here. I just need a plunger. I'm responding to an ad. No.
Is there something wrong with you?
No, this is John.
What is wrong with you?
I dropped something, and I got to get it out of the toilet.
Listen. Okay, honey, I'm going to talk to you slowly, because maybe then you'll understand. You have the wrong person. I did not place an ad for a plunger. Go to a plumbing supply store, and you will get one. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Wait.
Hello.
Hi, Emily. It's John Tissue again. Hey, listen, I really need your...
What? Listen, buddy. Listen, honey, buddy, my daddy, my pal, leave me alone.
No, I can't... Oh, you know what? I don't need that after all. So you just... Good luck selling that to someone else.
What are you talking? What is that?
That's the toilet is declogged.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Emily.
Well, congratulations.
Emily, we got the problem solved. This
Who's this?
This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show, and your boyfriend, well, he is at this point, is Joe. He's setting up a birthday call for you. Isn't it your birthday today?
Yes, it's my birthday. All right.
Joe, are you there to make sure that we didn't lose him? Because she ain't going to believe us.
Yeah, now she's not.
Happy birthday, baby.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
It's about this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you.
If you want to prank someone special on their birthday, just send an email to birthdaycall@sunny1015.com. The Birthday Call, only on Sunny 101.5.
Make sure to join us for the Thursday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Brats, anyone?
Ooh.
Yeah, we have some Johnsonville brats and some RV passes. And we have What's Wrong With Name That Tune. You figure it out tomorrow right here.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.